I understand why struggling people want to come here, like my ancestors did 100 years ago. But if we reward people with citizenship who don't follow the law, that rewards lawbreaking and penalizes people following the letter of the law. Ash says he didn't feel a sense of solidarity with other white people, but he knows people in his community who do, and such affinity will affect their voting choice in 2020. For them, the candidate probably has to be white and male, says Paul, another Beaver County voter who asked that his last name not be used so he could speak freely. They associate that white male with the prosperity we had in the past. A corporate manager, he voted in 2016 for the Libertarian Party candidate, Gary Johnson, and says he doesn't consider race, but he thinks his community does. Sadly, a lot of people think America great again is dad goes off to work and mom is home cooking, and I think it's implied that it is a white family. But do Democrats even need these voters? Again, the answer is complicated. Political strategist Matt Morrison, the executive director of Working America, the community organizing arm of the AFL-CIO, has spent much of the past decade trying to figure it out, overseeing interviews with 800,000 white working-class Americans. Like Ashley Jardina in her studies of white identifiers, he divides those who support Trump into two broad camps, the racial resenters, or true racists, about whose views little can be done, and what he calls disinterested to disaffected whites, who may or may not respond to racialized messages that were certainly drawn to Trump's economic ideas. This second group, he says, should be a prime focus for Democrats. Failure to reach that population means they become kindling wood to the racial resentment messages, says Morrison. And the Democratic message is as important, if not more important, than the messenger, adds Morrison, who cites Michigan electing a female governor, Gretchen Whitmer, in November, with the highest share and total votes of any Democratic gubernatorial candidate in the state in the past decade. Whitmer's campaign slogan, "Fix the Damn Roads," was the sort of strong kitchen table message that strategists believe can override racialized messaging. We cannot be perceived as trying to push coastal or urbanized or different values on people, says Morrison. But nothing in our experience says you can't go to a white working class voter and talk about Black Lives Matter and how GM got a giant tax break to shut down the manufacturing supply chain in Ohio. We just need politicians who can hold both thoughts in their heads. Some point to Ohio's Sherrod Brown, a potential Democratic presidential contender who won a third term in the Senate last year, amid a Republican wave in his state. Democrats don't have to choose between whether we will stand up against racism or fight for an economic agenda that appeals to all workers. We have to do both, Brown tells Newsweek. And we need to nominate a candidate with a strong record of fighting for workers of all races.